Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship, the supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty. Thank you because you are God, and thank you because this is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in today. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and ask that God will speak to you tonight. Ask him to do something new and something great in your life tonight. Father, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, we look forward to you tonight for something new, something great, something wonderful, something powerful. Let not one person remain the same. Blessed be your name in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless his word. Give him a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I welcome everyone here tonight in Jesus' precious name. Tonight, our subject is preservation by praise. Preservation by praise. Our objective is to understand the preservation power that praise produces. In Psalm 32 and in verse 7, Psalm 32 verse 7, the Bible says, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." With songs of deliverance, with songs of preservation. The scriptures make it clear that praise is a major potent tool for the deliverance and preservation of God's people from danger and death. Praise is a major tool, is a potent tool for the preservation, for the deliverance and preservation of God's people from danger and death. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Why? How? Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I see deliverance coming for someone in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 104 and in verse 33, Psalm 104, and in verse 33 said, "I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live." One way to look at it is, I will sing unto the Lord because I live. The other way around. As long as I sing unto the Lord, I will live. As long as I have my breath, I will praise the Lord. And as long as I praise the Lord, I will have my breath. In Psalm 119 verse 175, Psalm 119 verse 175, it says, "Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. And let thy judgments help me." Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. The meaning of that is, if I shall praise thee, you will let my soul live. If I have made up my mind to praise you, you will let my soul live. No wonder he said in Psalm 150 and in verse 6, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Meaning of that is, if I will have breath, I cannot, if I will praise the Lord, I cannot be deprived of breath. If I will agree to praise the Lord, I will not be deprived of breath. We saw that example in the life of King Hezekiah, and that is our first take tonight. How does praise preserve? Number one, praise triggers the release of life. It triggers the release of life for the extension of life. It triggers the release of life for the extension of life. Praise causes God to add life to life. That was what happened to King Hezekiah. When Isaiah the prophet prophesied upon him, King Hezekiah, and told him that he was going to die and not live, in Isaiah chapter 38, in verse 10, King Hezekiah began to speak. As Isaiah's prophecy said, he said, "I said in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord.
in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. And then verse 18, all the way to verse 20. He said, my age is departed and it's removed now. Verse 18, he said, for the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. After he said that, he said, the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore will we sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise triggers the release of life for the extension of life. Praise causes God to add life to life. Praise is key to longevity. If you are going to praise, give him praise, he will give you life. If you are going to give him praise, he will give you life. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I decree against every force of premature death, against every force of the grave, as we have come in here tonight to praise God, to celebrate God, to worship him and to honor him. Every premature grave they dug for you, I declare the grave closed in the name of Jesus. And if those who dug the grave insist on leaving it open, those who dug that grave shall be buried in the grave they dug for you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise causes God to add life to life, to release life and cause the extension of life. Number two, praise attracts the presence of God, and the presence of God is a preservative of life. The praise attracts the presence of God, and the presence of God is a preservative of life. Psalm 22 and in verse 3, you say, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel, thou art holy, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the praises of Israel. He lives inside praise. He lives inside praise. And what is the benefit of his presence? In the book of Psalm 91 verse 1, he said, the Lord, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. In Psalm 23 and in verse 4, he say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise will bring down the presence of God, and the presence of God will bring down preservation. It will bring down the climate of preservation, the atmosphere of preservation. I decree today, as we praise God tonight, preservation is your portion. The fulfillment of this is your portion. Preservation from danger, preservation from disease, preservation from disaster is your portion. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Praise attracts the presence of God, and the presence of God is a preservative of life. Number four, praise brings divine direction, and divine direction averts disaster. It brings divine direction, and divine direction averts disaster. Psalm 89 verse 15 said, blessed is everyone that love the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of his countenance. That is direction. They shall walk in the light of his countenance. Everyone who loves the joyful sound, everyone who loves to celebrate God, everyone who loves to praise God and honor God with their lives, they shall walk in the light of his countenance. They shall walk in direction. And what happens to us when we have direction? Direction delivers us from destruction. Direction averts disaster. You see that in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 23. Earlier on, David at the Philistine had a confrontation with David, and David went against them. Then they came a second time. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, the Lord said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass. The other version in Chronicles said, you shall not go like other times, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Direction came and it averted disaster. If David had gone out as at other times without direction, destruction would have been inevitable. In the climate of praise, there is direction. If you know how to praise God, God knows how to guide you away. Guide you away from danger. Guide you away from disaster. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I announce to you today, direction in this season, in this December season, that will deliver you from every organized disaster, organized destruction from the pit of hell, is coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ. As you give the Lord a praise, as you lift up your voice in praise, as we celebrate God tonight, disaster shall not be your portion, because direction is coming to set you free from disaster. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. In Jesus' precious name. Praise brings divine direction, and direction averts disaster. Number four, praise activates supernatural strength. And supernatural strength is needed to enforce the defeat of the enemy. Praise activates supernatural strength. And supernatural strength is needed to enforce the defeat of the enemy. In Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 18 and 19, he said, I will rejoice, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. When I have done that, the Lord God is my strength. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, and the Lord God is my strength. Rejoicing in the Lord, giving him the praise and celebrating him imparts supernatural strength. It imparts supernatural strength. And what will supernatural strength do for me? In the book of Isaiah chapter 28 verse 5, Isaiah chapter 28 and in verse 5, all the way to verse 6, he said, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for the spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Or he gives strength so they can turn the battle back to the gates of the enemy. Hallelujah. So when I praise God, when I worship God, when I honor God, when I celebrate God, I am connected with supernatural strength. And when I have supernatural strength, I turn the battle back to the gates of the enemy. I enforce the defeat of the enemy. In the name that is above every name, I announce to you today, every trace of weakness in your life dissolves now. It disappears now. In the climate of praise, in the climate of worship, in the climate of celebration tonight, every trace of weakness, every trace of weakness, every trace of weakness in this December season disappears from your life in the name of Jesus. And I announce right now the energy, the strength to turn the gate, the battle to the gate of the enemy, the energy, the strength to bring the enemy into defeat, the energy, the strength to enforce the submission of hell. That energy is released, that strength is released right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That energy is released. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Give him the praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Praise activates supernatural strength. And supernatural strength enforces, is needed to enforce the defeat of the enemy. And number five, praise activates divine participation in battle. For the defeat of the enemy, it activates divine participation in battle for the defeat of the enemy. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 22 all the way to verse 23, 2 Chronicles, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another, to destroy another. Praise activates divine participation in battle for the defeat of the enemy. When praise goes up, Jehovah steps down. He steps into the battle. When you give him praise, he steps into the battle. And when Jehovah
takes over your battle, the battle is over. When it takes over, you take cover, and the battle is over. Hallelujah. The best thing to do in the midst of the battle is to give him the praise, the type you have not given him before. Because when Jehovah steps into the battle, it is over. The battle ends in victory for you and in defeat for the enemy. When Jehovah steps into battle, you believe that, shout the loud amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. I prophesy in the name that is above every name. Every battle that is beyond your power. Every battle that is beyond your strength. As we praise Jehovah tonight. As we honor Adonai tonight. That battle is over. Jehovah takes over the battle. And the battle is over in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And what is more? When Jehovah steps into the battle, he makes the enemy to turn their weapons against each other. When he steps into the battle, enemy weapons are turned against each other. As we praise God tonight, the witch shall fight the witch because of you. The wizard shall fight the wizard. The native doctor shall fight the native doctor. The witch doctor shall fight the witch doctor. Demon shall fight demon. In the name of Jesus, the weapons of the forces of darkness shall be turned against themselves, and you shall hear the news of their defeat and of their frustration before this week is out. In the name of Jesus, shout the loudest amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So praise triggers the extension of life and the release of life for the extension of life. Number two, praise attracts the presence of God, and the presence of God is a preservative of life. Number three, praise brings divine direction, and divine direction averts disaster. Number four, praise activates supernatural strength, and supernatural strength is needed to enforce the defeat of the enemy. And number five, praise activates divine participation for the defeat of the enemy. This shall be your portion tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how do we praise to experience preservation? Number one, praise with the understanding. Praise with understanding. Praise with a clear understanding of what you are doing. In Psalm 47 and in verse 7, Psalm 47 verse 7, it said, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. While the praise is on, let it be clear to you that defeat is the portion of the enemy. While the praise is on, let it be clear that you have come to a life refueling center. You have come to a filling station. And in this case, it is not gas now. It is life that is being refilled. When the praise is on, understand that Jehovah is stepping into battle. When the praise is on, understand that your preservation and your victory is assured. And number two, praise with trust and confidence in God. Praise with trust and confidence in God. Let it be clear to you. The Bible says, he that cometh without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Believe that you are not wasting your time. We are not wasting energy. We have not come to for bodily exercise. We have not come to sing and jump and just do that. No, no, no. We have come to encounter Jehovah, and he has never called the sons of Jacob to seek him in vain. You praise with that understanding, and you praise with trust and confidence in God, and something drastic shall happen. Is there someone here tonight that is set and ready to praise the Lord? Jump on your feet with a big clap and a loud shout of praise, a loud shout of praise, a loud shout of praise. We're going to do a very, very aggressive praise, very, very brutal praise. We're going to praise between 10 to 15 minutes tonight, and we're going to trust the Lord that as the praise is going up, divine life is flowing down. As the praise is going up, preservation is flowing. As praise is going up, deliverance is happening. As praise is going on, devil will fight devil. Witch will fight witch. Occult will fight occult. As praise is going on, Jehovah will step into the battle. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise. Worship him, honor him for the word you have heard so far. Adore him, magnify him, glorify him, worship him, praise him. worship him, adore him, magnify him.
Father, we give you the praise.
We honor you and we adore you. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. So go on ahead, give him another shout of victory as we step in to a season of praise.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise.
Several healings, several miracles, signs, wonders took place. Yokes were broken. Bondages, you came with bodily affliction. Someone with a condition on the left leg, God healed you right now. A lower back condition also is healed. And a knee condition on the right knee has been healed by God. A high knee is also healed right in the groin area. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that those eyes are clearing out. And some devils checked out. While that praise is on, a chain on your leg just got broken. On the right hand side here, the right hand, this elbow, God is healing someone right there. In the name of Jesus Christ, check yourself. And let us hear from you what happened in the course of this praise. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name.
Put those beautiful hands together for Jesus. Make it bigger, better for Jesus. That's not good enough. Make it bigger, better for Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. All over the building, God has done great things for you. You have a testimony. You have an encounter. Everywhere you are in the course of the praise, step forward. Let's take your testimony very quickly. All over the building, there is a testimony, there is an encounter, there is healing. Something left you. All the things that God's servant just mentioned, the elbow, something work out of you. Quickly step forward. Let's take your testimony. God bless you. Church, celebrate Jesus as they come forward. Check yourself and come forward. Check yourself everywhere you are and come forward. God just fought your battles and devils are out of your life. Step forward, let's hear from you. Check yourself and let's hear your testimonies. Choir, can we hear, can you give us some background praise very quickly? Come on, go ahead and check yourself. Check yourself. Something has happened to you already. Check yourself and let's hear from you. Go ahead.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my sorrows, now I'm free. I got me full hallelujah. I got me full hallelujah. Bro. Say. Because of Jesus every day na shakara they do.
See?
Everything double, 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 double,
written a double, double day.
Check yourself, check yourself. Celebrate and check yourself. Hey, 2 more minutes.
My God is good. Oh,
celebrate.
Everything that make a beggar.
Celebrate and deliver us.
Everything that make a beggar. Everything that make a beggar. Oh, everything that make a beggar. By his word, hey, our sins and sorrows into the presence of the. Are you lifted? Are you lifted? Are you lifted?
By your word,
hey, our sins and sorrows into the presence. Are you lifted? Lifted? Are you lifted? Lifted? Oh, lifted! Oh, lifted! Oh, lifted! Lifted! Into the presence. We are going. Hey. Hallelujah. Chosen generation, hey, call for to show his excellence. Yeah. All I check require your for life, God's out. Giving me. I know. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Check yourself.
Come for
to
all I require.
All I require for life, God's
giving me.
I know. I know who I am.
We are your chosen generation. Miracle. I live a life of favor.
Celebrate 2 minutes.
I walk in power.
I see your healing happen. See your deliverance.
Everybody shout! Oh, 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 oh. Everybody shout! Oh, hey, oh, oh. Everybody lift your voice! Oh, oh, oh. Everybody shout in love. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody shout. Oh, 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 oh. I know who I am.
Somebody give her a shout. Hallelujah. Check yourself. Something happened to you. Rush forward very quickly and let's hear your testimony.
Our sister Victoria said 2 months ago, She woke up in the morning and realized that she couldn't actually bend his right hand. If you touch the hand, it comes down with excruciating pain.
Wow.
And as the servant of God mentioned, the right hand healed right now.
Yeah.
She was shocked to see that the hand, pain gone.
Healed. Mighty, mighty. Celebrate Jesus with a clap offering. That word came and the devil checked back to her. You are free forever. In the name of Jesus, the affliction is back to her. Jesus' name.
Our sister Victoria said, last week in the dream of the night, a bird hit her head. Wow. And she woke up with chest pain. It's been that bad. But at this second praise, something left her. And the pain, the chest is relieved.
You are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic encounter in the night that has left you with heaviness is leaving you now in the name of Jesus. You are free in Jesus' name. God bless.
Sister Helen Alabi has been having a running battle with blood vision for the past 3 years.
Okay.
So much so that she couldn't read at all.
Wow.
But in the course of that heated praise, she fired the
Pastor, I mention it now concerning the eyes,
yes,
and thank God for your healing. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Everyone here, whatever is not clear in your life is clear right now in the name of Jesus. Every obstruction of your life is over in the name of Jesus. The Lord perfect your testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. You can return back to your seat. Celebrate Jesus with a clap offering. Make it bigger, better for Jesus. And all over this building, wherever you are, all let's bow, all eyes closed, you are here this evening. We just heard the message, preservation message. If you are not saved, you are not saved. For you to be preserved, you must come under the covering. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Everywhere you are, you want to make your way right with Jesus. You want to be born again. You want your sins forgiven. I like you, wherever you are, pick your Bible and your bag and rush forward very quickly. You want to make your way right with Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want to come under the covering of Jesus. You want to be preserved. Pick your Bible and your bag and rush forward.
You want to say, your life, even your
step forward
life,
everywhere you are.
Give him your life.
You want your sins forgiven.
Given your life. Given your life. Given your life. Is waiting for you. Given your life.
Given your life.
Oh.
Given your life. Given your life. Is waiting for you.
Given your life.
You want your sins forgiven. Step forward.
Oh, give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
Don't let distance stop you. Don't let distance be a barrier to
you.
Walk forward everywhere you are.
Give him your life.
I believe there are still some persons that need to join us right in front here. Don't let anything keep you back. Don't let anything stop you. If you are here also, you want to be free from addiction. You have tried in your own strength, but you have not been able to stop whatever addiction it is. Maybe it's tobacco smoking, alcoholic, you know, just drinking, womanizing, cheating, fraudulent practices. Every kind of vices that you have not been able to stop by your power, grace and help is available here this evening. Pick up your Bible and your bag and walk forward there and let the yoke be broken. Give us celebration song. Come, pick your Bible and your bag and come forward. You want to be free from addiction, from tobacco smoking, from cheating, from lying, from duty. Step forward and be free.
Oh, give him your life.
Very quick.
Give him your life. It's waiting for you.
It's waiting for you.
Oh, give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Oh, oh, oh.
Give him your life. It's waiting for you.
Hallelujah. Everybody in front, put your right hand on your chest and repeat after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of help. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. I go forward ever, backward never. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is done. It's a new day for you. In Jesus' precious name.